हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थितसद्गद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच। वासांसि जीर्णानि यथा विहाय नवानि गृह्णाति नरोपराणि, तथा शरीराणि विहाय जीर्णानि अन्यानि संयाति नवानि देहि। नैनं छिन्दन्ति शस्त्राणि नैनं दहति पावकः, न चैनं क्लेदयन्त्यापः निशोषयति मारुतः। अच्छेद्योऽयमदाह्योऽयम् अक्लेद्यो शोष्य एव च, नित्यः सर्वगतस्थाणुः अचलोऽयम् सनातनः। अव्यक्तोऽयमचिन्त्योऽयम् अविकार्योऽयमुच्यते, तस्मादेवम् विदित्वैनम् नानुशोचितुमर्हसि। अथ चैनं नित्यजातम् नित्यम् वा मन्यसे मृतम्, तथापि त्वम् महाबाहो नैवं शोचितुमर्हसि। जातस्य हि ध्रुवो मृत्युः ध्रुवम् जन्म मृतस्य च, तस्मादपरिहार्येऽर्थे न त्वम् शोचितुमर्हसि। अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि भारत, अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवना। आश्चर्यवत्पश्यति कश्चिदेनम् आश्चर्यवद्वदति तथैव चान्यः, आश्चर्यवच्चैनमन्यः शृणोति श्रुत्वाप्येनम् वेद न चैव कश्चित्। ओके, वि हाव् टु डू दि टुडे 30th वर्स्. We saw that in the verse, 28th verse, some doubt was asked. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktanidhananyeva tatraka paridevana. We understood yesterday very clearly, there's no need for the lamentation about the destructibility or the death of the Atma, because lamentation is expression of one's grief, expression of one's the not being able to bear the pain, and that itself is not necessary, because grief has no legitimacy. We understood all that. The question was, adihi avyaktam yesham tani bhutani avyaktadini bhutani, निधनं व्यक्तं येषां भूतानां तानि भूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि. निधनं अगेन, निधनं अव्यक्तं येषां भूतानां तानि भूतानि अव्यक्तनिधनानि. द क्वेश्चन वास् इट्स नॉट लाइक दि अदर वर्सेस वेर वी टॉक अबाउट दि अव्यक्तम. In other verses, when avyaktam is mentioned, there avyaktam is presented as the shakti, avyakta shakti, maya, which is non-separate from Ishvara, which is Ishvara shakti. Avyaktam is the Ishvara shakti, and the Ishvara shakti is inseparable from Ishvara. So manifestation of Ishvara shakti is manifestation of Ishvara, because inseparable shakti. When the power is inseparable, when the power is manifest, Ishvara is also inseparable. Being inseparable, the manifestation of power of Ishvara is manifestation of Ishvara. There we say, therefore, Bhagavan is the source of origination. Bhagavan being endowed with the power, the source of origination, the material cause, and Bhagavan is the source of sustenance, and Bhagavan is the source of resolution. Means srishti sthiti laya karanam ishvaraha. When the karanam being Ishvara is mentioned, then we understand there avyaktam is used in the sense of a cause. But here it is not the sense of a cause. Okay, you have to understand. That's what yesterday the question was asked. Here avyaktam means the non-traceable. What is the effect? Non-substantial form, name and functions is the effect. All the whole jagat can be reduced to non-substantial nama-rupa karma. Every being here, every form here, every living being, every non-living thing, everything here is what? Non-substantial nama-rupa karma. That's why I said the entire jagat can be reduced to one word, non-substantial nama-rupa karma. Namarupa karmakhyam jagat. Because there is no substance called universe. Universe is as though appearance only. Why? The actual substance of the whole jagat is Brahma. Brahman is the substance, just as clay is the substance of, I'm giving the grossest example given in the Shastra. Clay is the substance of the substantive part, which means minor clay, minus clay, there's no substance called part. And before its origination, where was this non-substantial form, name and function? It was non-traceably there as clay. Not, we can say in the clay also. Puja Swamiji likes this. The whole non-substantial form, name and function called pot was there as the clay. That's all. That's why then the before its origination, where was this Namarupa Karma? It was non-traceable, invisible, adarshanam. And from being adarshan, from being invisible, it becomes visible. That is why it's called Maya. Becomes visible. And from being visible, again becomes invisible. Adarshanat darshanam. Darshanat punaha adarshanam. Again becomes non-traceable. When it becomes non-traceable, it remains as what? Remains as the cause again. Then we're not even talking about the cause. It remains as its source again. So when we talk about avyaktam, it is not about the cause. There the cause is mentioned by the word avyaktam. The power of Ishvara, the material cause, the maya is mentioned by the word avyaktam. But here the whole effect, the indhum of jagat, all every being which forms part of this universe, every object here is actually, it is very painful to accept. But it is non-substantial nama-rupa karma only. The initial is non-traceable. Again, when the pot is made, there's a pot. After its origination of the pot, there's a pot. It serves a purpose. It is useful. because of its usefulness, because of its the purpose it serves, it's the usefulness is taken to be the criterion for its reality. It's real for us, available for experience, enjoyment, but still it is not real. It is as though clay alone is in the form of that. There is no pot really. Madhya api nasti. Yada adho nasti, ante cha nasti, madhya api nasti. Understand? So again it becomes non-traceable. That is what is the meaning of the word avyaktam. Is it clear now? Avyakta adini, vyakta madhyani, avyakta nidhanani. And that is the nature of the namarupa karmani. Because karanasya guna karya anuvartate, the karma is of the nature of undergoing change. So karma is of the nature of undergoing change. So change alone is said to be what? The death. Birth is a change, death is a change. In between whatever changes happen also, subtle changes. That's a shad bhava vikaraha we talk about. So this is apariharya artha. Isn't it? It's an unalterable fact. That is why. So, bhutani. Bhutani here means what? We must remember. Bhutani here means not the elements, not even other elementals. Bhutani here means the physical, we can say the body, mind, sense complexes. Karya karana sanghataha. All the material products in the form of body, mind, sense complexes are bhutani. All these are just the non-substantial forms, names and functions. See, so their beginning is non-traceable. Their end is non-trace. At the end, again, they are non-traceable. Only in the middle, they seem to be there as though there. And that is the nature. Tatra, there's no really. That's the nature means that the grief is unnecessary. That's what they're teaching here. Therefore, the lamentation of it also unnecessary if we analyze it. From three different standpoints also, grief need not be there, grief should not be there. The Atma is absolutely indestructible. So grieving over the death of Atma is not required. The Atma is the only truth of all individual beings. And if we take, even if Atma is mistaken to be something time-bound also, if the time-bound being tempered is the nature, it is unchangeable, then also grief is unnecessary. And even if we think of the standpoint of anatma, body, mind, sense complex, also grief is unnecessary because anatma is of the nature of undergoing changes. Anyway, from any standpoint, the standpoint of atma, from the standpoint of anatma, from the standpoint of mistake, you know, mistaken atma to be time bound also, grief is not at all necessary. Grief is unnecessary. And the lamentation also is not necessary. Tatraka paridhevana. Now we are moving on to the next verse. That is why in the previous mantra's commentary, Shankar Bhagatpada said, drishta, adrishta, nashta, bhranti bhuteshu bhuteshu. I explained it yesterday. Remember now? The last class in the hurry I completed. I just stopped it. So yesterday I made it very clear. Nashta, pranashta, nashta, drishta, drishta, adrishta, pranashta, bhranti, bhuteshu, bhuteshu. Bhuteshu. We said. So the beings in terms of the physical forms, names and functions, in terms of body, mind, sense complexes, they are the forms which cause confusion. Bhranti janayanti bhutani. Bhutani, which are nothing but, the beings are nothing but forms which cause confusion, appearing as though real. So they're non-traceable. The beginning is non-traceable. End is non-traceable. And in the middle, they appear. They disappear. That is their nature. Unless and until we learn to be objective towards them by understanding the fact, there's no way of freeing ourselves from the grief caused by this purely by ignorance. Okay. Then we saw yesterday, Ayam Atma Durvigneyaha. Remember now? So Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully presents Bhagavan Krishna's mind. Bhagavan Krishna introduces the next verse, stating, It is not necessary for me to find fault with you or blame you. Why do I blame you? Why do I find fault with you? As why you are lamenting? What's the need for you to lament, to have any lamentation, etc.? Tvam ekameva kim upalabhe? Remember this verb, very interesting verb, okay? Kim upalabhe? Tvam ekameva kim upalabhe? Why do I find fault only with you? Why? Because the problem you have is not only your problem. The problem of, you know, mistaking the non-real for real is because of what? Ignorance. Bhranti nimitte. With reference to this ignorance, the cause of this confusion, mistaking the non-real to be real, is a common. So sadharane bhranti nimitte vishaye. Kim tam ekameva upalabhe? Why should I find it only with you? It is a universal problem. It's a common human, universal, fundamental problem caused by ignorance. And we saw that katam atma durvigneyaha. Because why the problem is there? And ignorance is very natural because atma is durvigneyaha. Atma is not something which can be understood easily at all. And the reasons we saw yesterday. One reason is extreme subtleness, abstractness of the Atma makes it very difficult to understand. Again, it is not like any other object. Atma is not one of the objects. Atma is not never available for objectification through any of the sense means of knowledge. Two important reasons. That's why Atma Durvigneyaha. And that is why Atma itself is amazingly unique. Atma Jnanam is unique. And a Jnani is unique. And the person who is inclined to study the Shastram, trying to understand, is unique. And the person who is sitting and teaching, unfolding the nature of the Atma is unique. Rare. That is why we said, Aschariyavat Pashyati Aschariyavat Vadati Aschariyavat Shunoti. The person who has been listening for ages means what? I mean, for many, many years. And after a long time of Shravanam, and because of his commitment, and with the help of the teacher going through Shravanam and Mananam, and with the help then dwelling upon what has understood also, the person here has a clear vision, then for in his, the person who has the vision, for him, Atma is unique, wonder, great wonder, extreme wonder. There's no such a thing, no second thing other than the Atma absolutely. The one thing which alone surpasses everything, therefore it's a wonder. And Atma Jnanam is wonder. The knowledge of such reality is a wonder. Wonderful because it liberates a person from sorrow for good. No other medicine, nothing in the world can liberate a free person from emotional dependence, the emotional turmoil. This Jnanam blesses a person with objectivity and really relieves a person. Therefore, this Jnanam is wonderful, Atma Jnanam. And the person, again, who is the one who is always involved in this subject matter of Atma, the person who is teaching, Yaha Vadati, as a teacher, playing the role of a teacher, one who is uncommunicating, the nature of the Atma, one who has unfolded the nature of the Atma, for him Atma is wonder. Atma Jnanam is a wonder. And the person who listens to this teaching, and Atma is wonder, knowledge is wonder. Another meaning Shankaracharya gave, we saw yesterday, not only the Atma is a wonder, Atma Jnanam is wonderful, even the Atma Jnani is very rare. One in millions alone is capable of discovering the truth. Take ownership of the reality as oneself. One in a million, one in thousands alone is capable of teaching, inclined to teach. And one in a million becomes interested. Very rarely people become interested in knowing the truth also. Therefore, one who wants to know is rare. One who wants to teach, one who is teaching is rare. And one who discovers the Atma is rare. The rareness of the people associated with this Atma Jnanam alone is here beautifully discussed in this verse, which you have seen already yesterday. Is it clear? Okay. Now we move on to the next verse. Then what was the next meaning given by Shankaracharya? Athava yaha yam atmanam pashyati saha aschariyatulyaha yaha vadati yaha cha shrunoti saha aneka sahasreshu kaschideva bhavati. Aneka sahasreshu kaschideva bhavati. That's why aneka sahasreshu, we can say among millions, only one person rarely becomes interested in knowing, in teaching, in listening to the nature of the Atma. That's why ataha Atma durvijnyeha iti abhiprayaha. Therefore, Atma is something which can be understood with great difficulty, which cannot be understood at all easily. This is what is my opinion, my view. This is my vision. This is what I intend to say. Saying that, no, we are moving on to the next verse. Okay. Today's class. Atha idanim prakaranartham upasamharan brute. Now Bhagavan speaks. Upasamharan. Shatruanta shabda. Ever what? Concluding, ending, summarizing. Prakaranartham, the content, the subject matter of this specific section, presenting the nature of the Atma. Idanim, Bhagavan says, now Bhagavan says, concluding the subject matter of this specific section, beginning from the 12th verse to the 20, you can say 28. Eighth verse also. Okay, that is why we can generally say from 11th verse onwards up to the 30th verse, 20 verses are Atma Swarupa Pratipadakaha Shlokaha. The verses which discuss the present, the subject matter of the nature of the Atma. Dehi Nityamavadhyoyam. Dehe sarvasya bharata, dehi nityamavadhyoyam, dehe sarvasya bharata, tasmat sarvani bhutani, natvam shochitum arhasi, tasmat sarvani bhutani, natvam shochitum arhasi. Shochitum na arhasi. Arjuna, you do not deserve to grieve. Means grief is not necessary. One need not grieve at all. There's no need for you to grieve. Grieving means, that's what Bhagavan says in the very beginning, is panditaha na anushochanti. So wise people do not grieve means whoever grieves is otherwise ignorant. Therefore, to get rid of the grief, the only solution is but knowing the truth. That is why it is said, Tvam shochitum narhasi. Why? What the reason? This is a fact. Unchangeable, unalterable, apariharyaha. Apariharyam satyam. This is a fact. Atma is absolutely indestructible, we know. Therefore, grieving or the death of Atma is not necessary. What about the physical forms? They are also not absolutely destructible, but they are relatively destructible. All the physical forms are subject to relative destruction in terms of undergoing changes. That is the nature of the matter. So he says, therefore, anatma visheyapi shokaha na karyaha. So the grief is not necessary even for the death of the physical forms also. Dehi nityamavadhyoyam dehe sarvasya bharata. I am dehi nityam avadhyaha. So this atma obtaining in every body, the all-pervasive reality implied by the term atma, obtaining in every individual body as the innermost essence, as the truth of I, that atma is avadhyaha. Nityam means what? Ever. Atma is ever indestructible. In every body. Dehe nityam avadhyaha. Atma nityam avadhyaha. Sarvasya dehe. In the body of everyone. Sarvasya dehe. In everybody's body. In everyone's body. Atma is ever indestructible. Nityam avadhyaha. Sarvasya dehe dehi nityam avadhyaha. He Bharata Arjuna. Tasmat sarvane bhutani. Tvam shochitam na arhasi. So, this is not one person's body. It's not one living being's body. All the physical forms of all living beings are of the same nature. Being all physical forms are uniformly material products. There's no difference. And they being material products, they are of the nature of undergoing changes. This change alone is said to be what? Relative destruction. So, sarvani bhutani uddishya. Uddishya is one word we have to supply. Okay. So, towards these, regarding these, all these physical bodies, of all near and dear, or unknown people also, shochitum na arhasi, tvam shochitum na arhasi. Sarvani bhutani means sarvesham bhutanam vishye. Again, bhutani here means what? Bhutani means karyakarana sanghatanam vishaye shochitum na arhasi. Okay, the simple meaning we already understood. Let us see what Shankar Bhagavatpada says here. Dehi. First, he comments upon the word dehi. I need not explain now. You know very well. Dehe, dehavan, dehi. One who is endowed with the body, one who indwells the body is dehi. Nakaranta shabda. And what is an equivalent synonym? Shariri. Shariram asya asti iti shariri. Deha asya asti iti dehi. So, shariri. Shariri means what? The all-pervasive reality is there pervading inside and outside of the body. And being there, so as indweller, as the one ended with the body, the dehi, atma, nityam. Nityam means what? Is adverb here. Nityam means always. Nityam is not an adjective here. Nityam is adverb, always, sarvada. Nityam is equal to sarvada. Sarvada means kada. சர்வாவஸ்தாசு, சர்வாசு அவஸ்தாசு, சர்வ அவஸ்தாசு, சர்வாசு அவஸ்தாசு, இன் ஆல் கண்டிஷன்ஸ், இன் ஆல் ஸ்டேட்ஸ், சர்வ அவஸ்தாசு, சர்வாசு அவஸ்தாசு, சர்வ அவஸ்தாசு, சர்வாவஸ்தாசு, இன் ஆல் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ், இன் ஆல் கண்டிஷன்ஸ், இன் ஆல் ஸ்டேட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. அவத்யா மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நோ, தேர்ஸ் நேவர் அ டைம் ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஸ்டக்டபிள். தட் இஸ் வை இட் வாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி செட் ஹவு தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் அ டைம் ஐ, இந்த வெரி 12th வேர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா பகவான் சேஸ், தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் அ டைம் ஐ வாஸ் நாட், தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் அ டைம் யூ வேர் நாட் தேர், தேர் வாஸ் நெவர் அ டைம் ஆல் தீஸ் கிங்ஸ் வேர் நாட் தேர், ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் வேர் தேர், அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆர் ஹியர் நவ் இன் ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ், அண்ட் தேர் வில் நெவர் பி அ டைம் தட் வி வில் ஆல் நாட் பி தேர். விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆஸ் ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி ஆத்மா, ஆல் ஆஃப் as we are all there as atma, we are all here as atma, we will ever be there as atma, absolutely indestructible. Therefore natvevaham jatu nasannatvanne me janadhipaha nachaiva na bhavishyamah sarve vayam atavparam atavpayam vayam na bhavishyamah itina. There will never be a time that we will all not be there, and therefore நத்து ஏவ அகம் நத்து ஏவ நத்வம் ந இமே ஜனாதிபாக. ஸோ தேர் வாஸ் நேவர் அ டைம் வி வர் ஆல் நாட் ஹியர், தேர் வில் நெவர் பி அ டைம் வி வில் ஆல் நாட் பி தேர். ஆஸ் ஆத்மா, ஆஸ் தி ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி, வி வேர், வி ஆர், வில் எவர் பி, மீன்ஸ் வாட், டைம்லெஸ்லி வி ஆர், அப்சல்யூட்லி இன்டிஸ்டக்டபிளி வி வில் பி. தேர்ஃபோர் சர்வதா சர்வா சர்வ அவஸ்தாசு சர்வாவஸ்தாசு அவத்யா indestructible. Why? Because nir avayavatvat nityatvat cha. Two reasons Bhagavan give. The reason is given, now we can make out, fourth case is used. Nir avayavatvat, nir avayavatvam ke atmanah swarupam. So partlessness, limblessness, due to the partlessness, due to the divisionlessness, due to the limblessness, niravayavatvat nityatvat cha, due to the nature of being eternal, because of the eternity, because of the partlessness, as atma, here abstract reality, the pure consciousness is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Vijayaswami's own words is sir. So niravayavatvat nir nityatvat, due to its timelessness, eternity cha, tatra avadhyaha, atma is avadhyaha, ayam avadhyaha, this atma is avadhyaha, kutra dehe, dehe means sharire, kasya sarvasya. There's no, this atma in every body, appearing in every body, is absolutely indestructible because of its timelessness, because of its having the status of being eternal, and because of its partlessness. Sarvasya. Sarvasya sharire. Why? Sarvagatatvat. Again, atma, due to its nature of being all pervasive, due to obtaining in every body, and because of its nature of being eternal, because of its nature of partlessness, atma is absolutely indestructible. Niravayavatvat nityatvat sarvagatatvat sarvasya sharire dehe ஐயம் ஆத்மா அவத்யா. திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் இன்டிஸ்டக்டபிள். திஸ் வத்ய சப்த இஸ் அ பொட்டன்ஷியல் பாசிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபல், இசன்ட் இட்? இட்ஸ் கிவன் ஆஸ் அன் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் ஹியர். அ ந வத்ய அவத்ய. ஓகே. So, how we can write the prose order here? Dehi shariri nityam nir avayavatvat nityatvat cha sarvada sarvasu avasthasu avadhyaha. Full stop. Tatra ayam sarvagatatvat sarvasya dehe sharire sthavaradishu sthitah api avadhyah. Sarvagatatvat sthavaradishu sthitah api. We shall have any doubt, you see. Oh, Atma obtaining in the human body alone is avadhyah? No. Atma is only reality, one reality. The only all-pervasive, timeless, everlasting truth. Indivisible, undivided truth. Like the space. Therefore, being all-pervasive means what? It should pervade all other living creatures also. It pervades even the non-living things also. But non-living things, there's no life. Okay? But still there's, even though there's no life, non-living things also are pervaded by Atma, pervaded by consciousness, pervaded by the reality. That is why non-living thing also is Ishvara for us. Non-living thing is also object of knowledge which shines in the light of knowledge. Enjoys existence. Anything which enjoys existence is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Ishvara. That is why we perform, during Golu, we have Ayudha Puja, we do specifically. There's nothing which is not Bhagavan. We worship everything, living things, non-living things, everything. Even a pin we should not push with our feet or the foot, because everything, it deserves reverence. Anyway, that's a different point. What I want to say here, the conscious reality as in the form of consciousness, awareness is all pervasive. Therefore, it is even this reality as Atma obtaining in not only in human forms, also in the other living creatures, immobile beings, such as plants, etc. See, please remember the word sthavaram, some context it also means immobile. Immobile being means, it can even mean a non-living things. But sthavaram also means what? The immobile living being, animate beings, plants. Even sthavaradishu sthitaha api. So not only in human physical form, in all physical forms, in all living creatures, in plants and animals, also Atma is absolutely indestructible. The physical forms alone come into existence, exist, undergoes changes, and again they disappear. So, sthavaradishvapi, Atma, absolutely indestructible in all living forms. Dehi, okay. Sthavaradishu sthitaha api avadhyaha. Remaining in other immobile, unmoving, living beings such as plants also, etc. also, Atma is indestructible. Okay. Sarvasya prani jatasya dehe vadhyamane. Please make a note. The word jata, prani jata, there the word jata means samuhaha. Prani jataha is equal to prani samuhaha. Sarvasya pranijatasya dehi, in the body of every being belonging to this, the living beings, okay? Sarvasya pranijatasya dehi, vadhyamane, see, dehe vadhyamane, sati saptami. Dehe vadhyamane, sarvasya pranijatasya dehe vadhyamane. When the body of every living being every living creature is destroyed. Also, I am Dehi Navadhyaha. When the body of every living being destroyed also, I am Dehi Navadhyaha. This indweller of the body, the Atma, the content of I is not destructible. Yasmat, because of the treason, tasmat. Yasmat, such being the case, tasmat, due to the treason, Bhishmadini Sarvani Bhutani Uddishya. Sarvani Bhutani means what? All beings, all body, minds and complexes. In the form of Bhishma, etc. Bhishma Adini Sarvani Bhutani Uddishya. Regarding towards all the beings, body, minds and complexes in the form of Bhishma, etc. Tum shochitum na arhasi. You need not grieve at all. I mean, you don't deserve to grieve means you need not grieve at all. The grief is unnecessary. That is the meaning of this sentence. Okay. With this, the 30th verse, actually Bhagavan concludes the subject matter of the first subject matter of Atma Sarupa Lakshanam. Atma Sarupa, subject matter of the nature of the Atma. So from the standpoint of the absolute reality, what is the absolute reality? The absolute reality implied by the term Atma, which is there as the only essential nature of all the living beings, all human beings, which is there as the very content of I in all the human minds, that from the standpoint of that absolute reality, grief is unnecessary. Because that Atma has no death. Atma is not destructible. Atma has no beginning. Atma has no end. Atma has subject to any change. We understood very clearly how everything, the nature of the Atma. After having understood the nature of the Atma, grieving over the death of Atma, or simply grieving for Atma, for any other reason, also is unnecessary. Therefore, it's called Adhyatmika Drishtihi. Adhyatmika Drishtihi means what? Seeing the Atma, okay, seeing the situation from the standpoint of, okay, the grieving situation, grievance, okay, seeing the situation of being subject to grief from the standpoint of the Atma. Should we grieve for this Atma? Not necessary. Therefore, Adhyatmika Drishtya or Paramarthika Vastu Drishtya. Paramarthika Vastu Drishtya, Adhyatmika Drishtya, from the standpoint of the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the essential nature of the individual, grief is unnecessary. None deserves to grieve. Now he says, in the following verse, he's going to discuss that grief is not at all necessary. Lamentation is unnecessary from the standpoint of this one's own duty also. Everyone has one's own ordained duty. And one's duty is also based on one's inclination. The inclination is based on the predominance of gunas, one's mental makeup. The mental makeup is based on the predominance of gunas in a person. So in keeping with the predominance of gunas, in keeping with the mental makeup, one's inclination will be there. In keeping with one's inclination, one's duties also will be there. And therefore, from the standpoint of one's duties also, there's no need for a person to grieve. So now Arjuna, what is Arjuna? Arjuna is a Kshatriya. As a Kshatriya means he has his own duties. And those duties are based on his inclination. What he's inclined to do. That inclination is basically based on his mental makeup. The mental makeup is based on the predominance of gunas, which is very, very natural inclination for him. From the standpoint of that also, he need not grieve over the death. So here, he says, the introduction to the next verse. Iha paramartha tattva apekshayam. We see how Bhagavan is going to discuss here. So dharmiki drishtihi means dharmika drishtihi, then paramarthika drishtihi, two different angles Bhagavan is presenting the teaching here. So having discussed in 20 verses from 11th to the 30th, having made very clear that grief has no legitimacy from the standpoint of absolute reality, and Bhagavan is moving on to show Arjuna the unnecessary of grief from the standpoint of one's duty, from the standpoint of dharma also. Iha paramartha tattva apekshayam. Paramartha tattva apeksha. Please be very careful. The word apeksha means requirement. Okay? Apeksha. Apeksha requirement. One meaning in a different context. Apeksha means also need. But apeksha means a given standpoint. So paramartha tattva apeksha means what? Standpoint of the ultimate truth, absolute reality. Paramartha tattva apeksha. Standpoint of absolute reality. Paramartha tattva apekshayam. Iha. Here. Even from the standpoint of the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, implied by the Tematma, shoko moho va na sambhavati. Shokaha mohaha va na sambhavati. Shokaha na sambhavati. Mohaha na sambhavati. Na sambhavati means what? Not acceptable here. Grief is not at all acceptable. Even confusion is not at all acceptable. Confusion based on, what should I do also? Not acceptable, even from the standpoint of the reality. It has been already explained. Iti uktam, paramartha tattva apekshayam, shokaha na sambhavati, moha, na sambhavati literally means does not happen. Okay, shokaha moha na sambhavati means grief does not happen. Confusion does not happen, even from the standpoint of absolute reality. That does not happen means what? Is not acceptable. Not acceptable. That has been already explained. Iti uktam. Na kevalam paramartha tattva apekshayam eva. Na kevalam paramartha tattva apekshayam eva. Not only from the standpoint of the absolute reality atma, but also from the standpoint of one's own duty, from the standpoint of what is appropriate to do, the standpoint of dharma, the standpoint of ethics also, grief and confusion or grief delusion are not acceptable, are not necessary. So, na kevalam paramartha tattva apekshayam eva kintu. स्वधर्म दृष्ट्या अपि शोकः न मोहः न संभवति, शोकः न संभवति, मोहः न संभवति। So, the following verse it says, the 20 verses what we understood is shokah mohah na sambhavati na yuktah paramarthika drishtya. Now, swadharmama picha vekshya, swadharmama picha vekshya, नविकम्पितुमर्हसी धर्म्याद्धियुद्धाच्छ्रेयोऽन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। स्वधर्ममपि चावेक्ष्य नविकम्पितुमर्हसि धर्म्याद्धियुद्धाच्छ्रेयोऽन्यत् धर्म्याद्धियुद्धाच्छ्रेयोऽन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। A simple meaning you can understand, all of you can understand easily. Swadharmam api cha aveksha, and also seeing the situation of grieving and being confused from the standpoint of swadharma, your duty, that what is to be done by you, vikampitam na arhasi, you do not deserve, means what, you need not, you need not tremble at all. You don't deserve to tremble, Shiva. Vikampitam na arhasi. The reason he gives, dharmyadhi yuddhat, श्रेयः अन्यत् श्रेयः क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। क्षत्रियस्य फॉर एनी क्षत्रियः धर्म्यात् युद्धात् अन्यत् श्रेयः न विद्यते। अन्यत् श्रेयः न विद्यते, देयर इज नथिंग बेटर, देयर इज नो गुड, नथिंग बेस्ट, नथिंग बेटर देन involving oneself in the war, yuddham, fought for protecting dharma. Dharmyat yuddhat anyat shreyah, another good, something better than this is not there for a kshatriya. Is the literal meaning. So what is best from the standpoint of his duty, what is best for a person? One must do one's duty in conformity with dharma. That is the best thing. That's how one can place oneself in the right track of accomplishing the ultimate absolute. One cannot do anything better. I always loved when Pujya Samaji used to say this, I remember, I want to tell you this. People used to come and tell Swamiji, Swamiji, many people came, two or three occasions I noticed Swamiji telling them this. They used to come, Swamiji, I was there in that organization, I don't want to mention the names now. I was part of that organization, part of this organization. I did so much of work. And the people go and join his social organizations and they do a lot of, give the time and energy free as a social workers and spend a lot of time. They're genuine, they're honest, very dedicated. But still, they're not taught how to handle with ahankara, isn't it? They're very genuine. They're inspired to do a lot of social service activities. People, boost them. Do this. Very good, good. Madhava Seva, Mahesha Seva, all that. So fantastic. We must do service. But even though they're highly inspired to do Seva, they join the organizations, they do work. And what happens? But still, they're dealing with human beings. Definitely, the smallness becomes triggered. Somewhere the ego clash happens. And there's a big emotional blow happens for people, such people, because they genuinely worked, dedicated, hard work. It's a real hard work. And what happened? Emotional blow happens. They know how to handle. They come and, oh, I did this work, I did this work. And Swamiji used to say this, what else do you think you would have done other ways? They come and say, I did so much of work. No, the ahankar, they say that. In spite of that, I'm not. What else do you think you would have done? So whatever you did because that is what you were able to do. Satyam, okay? We need something to be think about. When a person doesn't know how to behave also, any behavior also is what? Completely expression of one's mind. When the person doesn't know how to behave otherwise, differently. It is very important to understand. Okay. So, and what I want to say here, that is why always it's better to plan out one's work and do what is appropriate so that you can thoughtfully avoid what should not be done. Why I should already know what I should do and plan out and what I should do. I should organize such a way that I do what I can do, what I should do, so that I can avoid what should not be done. Amazing. It's something beautiful teaching. I like the way Swamiji used to say this. It may sound very simple thing, but it's a very important thing. Therefore, it's very important to know one's duty and to do one's duty in conformity with dharma. So, swadharmam api. So, what is the context here? Now, Arjuna, does he need to grieve? Does he need to be confused about whether he should fight or not? Swadharmam api. So, swaha dharmaha kshatriyasya yuddham. Kshatriyasya swadharma. What is swadharma of a kshatriya? What is the duty of a kshatriya? Yuddham. Yuddham means fighting. Involving oneself in the battle is the duty of a kshatriya. Tamapi aveksya. So, seeing the situation of being sorrowful, grieving, lamenting, being confused, from the standpoint of one's own duty as a kshatriya also, tvam na vikampitum. Na vikampitum means prachalitum. Vikampitum is equal to prachalitum. You don't need to be shaken. You don't need to tremble. Prachalitum na arhasi. Why? Swabhavikat dharmat. Swabhavikat dharmat. So swadharmam api aveksya means what? Swadharmam api aveksya means swabhavikat dharmat api aveksya. Dharmat api. From the standpoint of your own natural inclination. Swabhavikat dharmat. From the standpoint of a duty which is based on your natural inclination. Atma subhavat, from your own natural inclination. Same meaning. Iti abhiprayaha. So, it is what is conveyed here. This is what is the teaching here. From the standpoint of one's own natural inclination, from the standpoint of dharma, which is based on one's natural inclination, also, one need not really be confused about it. One need not grieve, one need not tremble, one not shiver. Kshatriyasya, what is the prose order here? Kshatriyasya swadharmam, swahadharmaha, yuddham. तम युद्धम अपि अवेक्ष्य त्वं विकम्पितं प्रचलितं न अर्हसि। स्वाभाविकात् धर्मात् आत्मस्वभावात् इति अभिप्रायः। What the teaching conveyed here is that there's no need for one to grieve and to be confused from the standpoint of one's duty also. The question of a person is very clear about one's duty, then one must do one's duty. One cannot do better than doing one's duty. That's the idea. Tatucha yuddham. Tatucha yuddham. Why one should do one's duty? Especially as a kshatriya, kshatriya's duty is always naturally, but based on one's natural inclination, which is based on one's mental makeup, which is implying the predominance of the gunas on the part of a person. Therefore, and when a person does his duty, definitely there is a benefit. If he does not do the duty, he will be involved in what should not be done. He will be disturbing the universal order, universal harmony. Therefore, it said, Yuddham prithivi jayadvarena tatucha yuddham, that such a battle fought as one's duty for protecting dharma. What does it do? It is said here, prithivi jayadvarena dharmartham prajarakshanartham cha iti. That battle is fought not for simply to usurp the land, usurp the kingdom. No. Prithivi jayadvarena, through the conquering of the earth, through the victory over the earth, prithivi jayadvarena dharmartham prajarakshanartham cha, the dharma contributes for the protection of dharma, and through the protection of dharma, it contributes for the protection of the being, citizens, subjects. Prajarakshanartham, ultimately prajarakshanam, protection of the citizens, protection of the people, protection of the social order, the protection of dharma is the aim of even the conquering of the land, the kingdom, through the war. This is what the war ultimately supposed to be, contributing for prajarakshanam, dharmarakshanam. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains what is dharmyam yuddham. Dharmyam, what is dharmyam? Dharmat anapetam dharmyam. Beautiful. Dharmat anapetam param dharmyam. See, eti is the verb, apeti goes away. Goes away. Going away, deviating from dharma is what? Apeti means goes away, deviates away, deviates from. Apeta participle. Apeti also. We have apeti. But anapeta means dharmat anapetam. That which we do does not deviate. Not deviating oneself from what is appropriate, what is dharma, what is right. So not transgressing the dharma. Non-transgression of dharma. So that which does not, non-transgressing the dharma is dharmyam. not deviating from dharma is dharmyam. Dharmat anapetam dharmyam. Tasmat dharmyat yuddhat. Then such war which is not deviating one from dharma duty is what? Yuddhat shreyaha anyat kshatriyasya na vidyate. There's nothing which is better, good for a kshatriya than the war which does not take one away from dharma. Kshatriyasya na vidyate. He means here, yasmat, because the reason is given. Yasmat tatcha yuddham. And that yuddham, we understand what? Prithivi jayadvarena. So, prithivi jayadvarena. By becoming victorious, by conquering the kingdom of the earth, dharmartham, prajarakshanartham cha iti. Ultimately, it is for the protection of dharma, thereby for the protection of beings. Dharma has to be protected, preserved, so that the social order will be maintained, so that people will be harmonious, people's lives will be harmonious, for protection of the people. Iti. Dharmat anapetam param dharmyam. Tasmat dharmat yuddhat shreyaha anyat kshatriyasya na vidyate. There's nothing greater, bigger, better for kshatriya than involving himself, oneself in the battle which does not take one away from dharma, which contributes for the protection of dharma. Okay. So, from two different angles, Bhagavan emphatically stated that Arjuna's grief is unnecessary, lamentation is unnecessary, confusion is unnecessary, that he should simply do his duty as a kshatriya, keeping in mind the protection of the people, protection of dharma, through the victory over the earth. Kutaha cha tad yuddham kartavyam. Kutaha cha tad yuddham kartavyam. Iti uchyate. See, kutaha is an indignable word. In some context, the word kutaha means from where. Kutaha, from where. Itaha, from here. Tataha, from there. And we add tapratyanta shabdaha. Tapratyanta shabdaha give you the fifth case meaning from. Grihataha, akashataha, nagrataha, pustakataha, shlokataha, from. When you add the, so panchamyarthe tasal, there's a, even a Pani Sutra is there. Sorry, I'm going away with subject matter. That whenever the takaranta is added to the noun, it becomes called tasal, means the, not the tapratyanta participle here, the, whenever panchamyarthe tasal, when takara is added to any word, it gives you the fifth case meaning. Like grihataha, margataha, you know, from home, grihat, grihataha. That's why that itaha, tataha. So kutaha is the question. You say grihataha. Kutaha agachasi. Grihataha agachami. So come from whom? So teta ta. But here kutaha does not mean from where. Here kutaha means kimartham. Kimartham. Ityarthe, ityasmin arthe, kutaha sabjabdasya prayogaha. So kutaha is an indeclinable word, here meaning what for, kimartham. Okay. Kutaha cha tad yuddham kartavyam. Why should that battle should be, war should be fought? Why should that yuddham be done? That is explained here. This is, now this teaching is from the standpoint of the mundane life. It means say, laukika drishtihi, adhyatmika drishtya, shokahana karyaha. Okay, one must do one's duty. Dharmika drishtya, or swadharma drishtya, one must do. And now, laukika drishtya api, you know, the standpoint of the world, mithya world also, what one should do. One should do one's duty. Because not omitting one's duty is not recommended from any angle. Is not going to do any help in uplifting oneself, in preparing oneself, in accomplishing one's goal, in aspiring, in obtaining what one really is aspiring for. There's no choice about doing one's duty. Therefore, laukika drishtya api swadharmaha anushteyaha. One's own duty must be followed, performed, done, even from the standpoint of, even from the worldly angle. So Bhagavan says, yadruchaya chopapannam swargadvarama pavrutam. Yadruchaya chopapannam swargadvarama pavrutam sukhinaha kshatriyah partha labhante yuddhamidrusham. See, earlier, I mean, we're going to see later on actually. Later on we're going to see that when Bhagavan is going to praise the Karma Yoga, stating how if a person lives the life of Karma Yoga, and in his life, absolutely there's no such a thing called a failure. Okay, there will not be any adverse effect for a Karma Yogi. Bhagavan is going to say that later on. Now, there's already indirectly said here. Leave alone jnanam, leave alone mokshaha, leave alone atma swarupam. Now, as a ignorant person, as an individual, now you are here. Now, because of situations, you feel depressed, dejected, don't want to do your duty. What is right? No. The situation should not stop you from doing a duty. However it is, one must do one's duty. Because not doing one's duty, not doing what is to be done, will not change the situations. At least doing one's duty, in spite of situations, will help him to uplift himself, to place himself in the right track. Therefore, from the standpoint of the worldly facts also, Bhagavan is saying, yadruchya, that's why from three different standpoints, Bhagavan makes Arjuna see what is best for him, what should be done by him. Yadruchya chaya chopapannam swargadvarama pavrutam. That's why Bhagavad Gita is not only for only old people who are sitting jobless and then those, therefore they had to pursue atmajnanam. No, atmajnanam is a choiceless end. And to not to prepare oneself for that beautiful wisdom is not an easy joke. What else a person should do, what else a person can do to prepare oneself for this wisdom? One must do what is to be done, what is right. We mean that's why one must do one's duty. The situations may be whatever it is, however the situations are. The present situations, unpleasant situations, undesirable results of actions should not really disturb the person, should not prevent him, should not stagnate a person from his progress, from preventing him from doing what should be done. The very important for a day-to-day living, yadruchaya chopapannam swargadvaramapavritam yadruchaya chopapannam swargadvaramapavritam sukhinaha kshatriyah partha labhante yuddhamidrisham. This he partha yidrisham yuddham sukhinaha kshatriyaha labhante. Bhagavan says what? Here again the word sukhinaha. Sukham yasya asti saha sukhi. The word sukham means happiness. So sukhinaha means happy people. Sukham noun, sukhinaha adjective, happy people. But here happiness is possible only there's a fortune. So happiness is a fortune also, isn't it? Good fortune. Now, sukham implies here good fortune. And sukhinaha means what? Fortunate people. People of good fortune means fortunate people. So sukhinaha kshatriyaha bhagyavantaha kshatriyaha eva yidrushyam yuddham labhante. This type of, this sort of yuddham battle, who gain only fortunate kshatriyas get an opportunity to involve themselves in this type of battle fought for protecting dharma. And this is yadruchaya cha upapcha and yadruchaya upapannam. Unexpectedly he has got it. And swargadwaram apavritam. And it becomes what? Swargadwaram upavritam. It opens the entrances to heaven. Why? Because for a kshatriya, doing one's duty is swadharma. If a person does one's duty and that helps him earn punyam, whether he became, in the worldly angle, whether he's successful or failure, because his doing one's duty itself helps him earn punyam. As a result of that punyam, especially in terms of fighting against adharma or protecting dharma, and that a kshatriya earns abundance of punyam. So that punyam enables him to go to heaven also. Therefore, it opens the gates of heaven. Swargadwaram apavritam. That is why it's a very only fortunate kshatriyas gets as an opportunity to fight for protecting dharma. Sukhinaha kshatriyaha eva yidrusham yuddham labhante. So now, let's see the, very quickly we're going to see the commentary here. Yadruchaya. Yadrucha. Yadrucha. Again, yadruchaya, third case word. Yadruchaya means what? Aprarthitaya. Aprarthitaya. See, prarthita. See, prarthitam. Something is prarthita means you pray for such a thing. Something you pray, you beg, you pray and pray. This should happen, this should happen, I should get it. If you pray for something, something has been prayed for means it is prarthitam. But here, aprarthitaya. Okay? Aprarthitaya means, okay, by chance, without being prayed for, an opportunity has come for kshatriya, for Arjuna. Yadruchaya cha aprarthitaya upapannam. Upapannam means what? Agatam. Simple meaning. Something has come on its own without expecting, without asking, without praying for it. And swargadwaram apavritam. Entrance of the heaven. Swargasya dwaram, swargadwaram. Apavritam means udghatitam. Udghatitam, opened. ഉദ്ഘാടയതി ഇസ് എ പ്രസന്റ് ടെൻസ് വേർബ്. ഉദ്ഘാടയതി ഘട്ട് ധാതു ഉദ്ഘാടയതി ഇസ് എ പോസിറ്റീവ് വേർബ് വിത്ത് ഉദ് പ്രിഫിക്സ്. ഉദ്ഘാടയതി ഓപ്പൻസ്. നൗ അഗൈൻ ദർ വൃണോതി ആവൃണോതി അപ്പ ആവൃണോതി ടു പ്രിഫിക്സസ് അപ്പ ആവൃണോതി അപാവൃണോതി മീൻസ് ഉദ്ഘാടയതി ഓപ്പൻസ്. വാട്ട് ദ പാർട്ടിസിപ്പിൾ അപാവൃത്തം ഉദ്ഘാടിതം. സ്വർഗദ്വാരം ഉദ്ഘാടിതം സ്വർഗദ്വാരം അപാവൃത്തം. ദിസ് ബാറ്റിൽ വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഓപ്പൺ വിച്ച് by because of which even the entrance to heaven, the gates of heaven become opened. Now ye those who tad that idrisham yuddham labante kshatriyah idrisham yuddham labante ഏ ക്ഷത്രിയാഹ ഈദൃശം യുദ്ധം ലഭന്തെ ഏ ക്ഷത്രിയാഹ ഈദൃശം യുദ്ധം ലഭന്തെ ഹേ പാർത്ഥ ദോസ് ക്ഷത്രിയസ് ഹു ഗെറ്റ് ദിസ് സോർട്ട് ഓഫ് ബാറ്റിൽ ടു ഇൻവോൾവ് ദംസെൽസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് കിം തേ ന സുഖിന ആർ ദേ നോട്ട് ഫോർച്ചുനേറ്റ് അർജുന ശങ്കര ഉത്പാദൻ മേക്സ് ദ ടാഗ് is it are they not fortunate arjuna kim te na sukhinah te sukhinah na kim kim te na sukhinah and bhagwan shankara bhagavatpada by saying what bhagwan's intent bhagwan intends to say is hey te nischayena sukhinah they are definitely fortunate people who get such an opportunity are definitely fortunate kim te na sukhinah na te sukhinah eva they are definitely fortunate. So, hey Partha, you see the prosodana. Yadruchaya cha upapannam means agatam. Yadruchaya aprarthitaya upapannam agatam. Swargadwaram apavritam. Swargadwaram udghatitam. Tadu, yidrusham yuddham. That this sort of a war which opens the entrances of the heaven easily and which has come effortlessly, easily, by chance, without expecting, without praying for it. And ye kshatriyaha labhante, te kim na sukhinaha. And those kshatriyas who get an opportunity like this, aren't they fortunate, Arjuna? They are fortunate. Kim te na sukhinaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada just repeats. Reproduces Bhagavan Krishna's words. Therefore what? This war should be fought. This battle should be fought. No, Arjuna, you should not lose this opportunity. You must fight for protecting Dharma. Isn't it? It is not just to make Arjuna fight and then really kill people. Our intention is what not? See, one must do one's duty. One must do. Doing is very important. Puja Swamiji always used to say, if we do not do, it's not Swamiji's. Swamiji used to say, because this is what emphasized everywhere. If you do not do what should be done, what has to be done, you will end up doing what should not be done. When you do what should not be done, you are accumulating papam and you're mentally disturbed, agitated, and your mental growth will become obstructed. You become pushed far away from accomplishing your goal. Leave alone accomplishing the goal. Your day-to-day peace will be lost forever. You know, it will take you to the extent of becoming insane. That is why doing one's duty is so important, even to be sane as a human being. Leave alone becoming wise. Even to be sane, you must do your duties. So, evam kartavyata praptam api. Okay, this is what is, okay, this is what should be done by you. Kartavyata praptam. Now this battle for you is there as what? As your own duty. It has been there. It is your kartavyata praptam means you have got it as your own duty. Praptam api, even though involving yourself in this battle is your duty, you have to do, okay? Still, if you do not do, what will be the consequences? What are you going to gain? Okay? He's going to again talk from the, Bhagavan is going to explain from the standpoint of, you know, view of ordinary people. Again, the worldly angle only is going to discuss. I'm going to stop here, okay? Atha chetvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi tatasvadharmam kirtincha hitva papam avapsyasi atha chetvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi tatasvadharmam kirtincha hitva papam avapsyasi. The simple verses. Now Bhagavan again speaks to Arjuna from the standpoint of worldly angle only. Atha then, tvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi chet. The condition of, if you will not fight this battle, which does not take you away from dharma, then tataha thereafter, as a consequence, swadharmam hitva kirtim chahitva papam avapsisi. It's a duty you have to do. If you do not do, what will happen? You will become the one who have omitted your duty. Papam hit, swadharmam hitva, having omitted your duty. Kirtim chahitva, having lost it, the fame you have been earning and you have been having for ages, isn't it? Swadharmam hitva, having omitted your duty. Kirtim chahitva, and having lost all your good reputation, fame, name and popularity. Papam avapsyasi, you will also incur papam. This is, sometimes we have to be very strict about it. No? Bhagavan is very strict now. Papam avapsyasi. Will I get papam? Papam avapsyasi. You will incur sin. You will accumulate papam, you will incur sin. And you will lose all good name, reputation, fame, which you have earned from, you know, living your life as Arjuna. And swadharmam chahitva, definitely you are omitting your duty also. Swadharmam hitva, kirtim hitva, papam avapsisi. See, omitting one's duty is not really, will not make one feel good. Losing one's fame, fame and reputation will not make one feel good. And, you know, incurring papam will make one very happy, will not make one feel good. It is not at all good. Okay. One has to see in not doing one's duty, what will be the consequences? So that whatever the present situation, that should not drag me down, that I should not be prevented from what I should be doing. It's a very important lesson here for our people. Yeah? So Bhagavan says, Atha Tvam Imam Dharmyam. Shankara Bhagavad says, Atha. The Chet is an indeclinable word which means if. Chet is what? If. Indicable. Chet is equal to Yadi. Tvam Imam Dharmyam. Dharmyam means what? Dharmat Anapetam. Very nice. Dharmyam Sangram. Dharmyaha Sangramaha. Dharmyam Yuddham. Same meaning. Sangramaha is a synonym of the word Yuddham. Dharmyam Sangramam. Dharmat Anapetam Sangramam. This battle, which does not deviate, does not take away from your duty, Yuddham. Sangramam is equal to Yuddham. Na karishyasi chet, condition. If you will not do Yuddham na karishyasi chet, if you will not do this Yuddham, if you will not fight this battle, tataha, thereafter, means what? As a result, tataha means as a result of that, as a consequence. Tad akaranat, because of not doing your duty. Tad akaranat, tasya akaranat, tad akaranat, tad akaranat, tasya akaranat, because of not doing that, swadharmam kirtim cha. What is kirti? Mahadevadi samagama nimittam hitva. Mahadevadi samagama nimittam kirtim hitva. See this. Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada gives little information about the fame. No, Arjuna, how popular, famous, what a reputation Arjuna has. Arjuna was not an ordinary warrior. There was an opportunity for Arjuna to fight even with Mahadeva and other devatas. And then, fighting with even such great devatas, he won and he became victorious over them, that he has earned such great reputation and fame as the one who was victorious over even Mahadeva. Therefore, Mahadeva Adi means what? Not only Mahadeva, there are many other devatas also. Mahadevadi samagama nimittam kirtim hitva. Having lost such amazing fame, reputation which you have gained as a result of what? Fighting against, even becoming victorious over devata such as Mahadeva. Now, kevalam papam avapsasi. Only you will incur sin. As a result of not fighting, you will only incur papam. Everything is unwanted. Papam unwanted. Losing fame is undesirable. Losing reputation undesirable. And omitting one's duty is undesirable. This is what is going to be the consequence. A simple verses. So where Bhagavan reminds Arjuna of the natural, unavoidable consequences of not doing one's duty as a kshatriya from the standpoint, from worldly standpoint, worldly angle. Okay? So we'll continue in the next class. All right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓಂ.